Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited to have you back with me. This time I have a dear friend of mine and a key member of the Voices of Women Summit, Kelly Filardo. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Kimberly.
My pleasure. We couldn't do it without you. And I'll tell you all why in just a little bit. Kelly is going to be talking to us about how to write, speak, and thrive, transforming your story into prosperity. So we're super excited about getting into this topic. We're going to get into it in just a little bit, but I want to know your story first. Your story is really, really powerful. And it is why you're so passionate about stories as well. Would you like to share a little bit about why you become so passionate about people telling their story?
Yeah, I would love to, because, you know, so many times we've been told not to speak. We've been told to shut up. And I'll never forget, I remember being in the bathroom and I'm doing the ugly cries. You know, it was my 24th anniversary. And I remember hearing that little voice say to me, "You're 44 years old. You've done 24 years like this. Can you do another 24? And just earlier that day, my mom had sent me an email and it said, "Kelly, don't quit now. Don't leave him. You're finally getting on your feet financially. It's only going to take 10 more years and it'll fly by and then you'll be able to leave him." And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I have to wait till I'm 54 to be happy. I know I don't love the man. I want out now. And I was bawling my eyes out because I knew I was in a toxic marriage. We were almost bankrupt. And I remember saying to him, you know, one of our last fights, I remember saying, he said, "Do you think we have to split up?" And I was like, "I think so." And he says, "Okay, well, you can leave the marriage, but you have to give me the house and the kids." And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And anyways, I did. But anyway, that's another story. But the whole thing is that I remember signing my divorce papers and coming home. And for 2 days, I cried. And I'm like, why am I crying? And I said to my best friend, "Why am I crying? Like, I wanted the divorce. I wanted out. I don't want the man back." And she says to me, "Kelly, do you want to stay in your poopy diaper?" And I was like, "No." And she asked me 6 questions. And those 6 questions helped me to move through my divorce. And the reason I share that is because that actually is my first book for 2024. Do you want to stay in your poopy diaper? And it's a parable about the 6 questions that she asked me. And so the reason I share this story is also because so many women and men too, they just stay stuck, right? They don't share their voice. They don't share their story because they're too scared of what everybody's going to think of them. And so that's why I'm so passionate about your summit, the Voices of Women Summit, because you're giving so many women that power to share their voice.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction. And we can tell where your passion comes from. Being able to share a story is so important. In fact, I don't know if you all realize this, but does it occur to you that even as cave people, we were sharing stories very, very early on? We were telling stories about where the best strawberries were and where the dinosaurs were and where the danger was and where the best places to have your cave was, right? We were sharing stories really, really early, right? I caught a fish this big, right? We were sharing stories really early as humans. And now we hesitate and we don't share our stories, but that is what makes us most basically human, is the desire to tell the story. So I love where your passion is. You are all about helping people write, speak, thrive, and transform your story into prosperity. Let's talk about turning your story into a book and then having that book turned into like something that inspires lives.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. 14 years ago, when I met the lady that became my speaker coach, she said, "Okay, Kelly, now that you're a speaker, you have to have a book. And I was like, are you kidding me? I don't know how to write a book. Like, I'm thinking J.K. Rowling and Stephen King that take years and years to write big, you know, massive books. And I'm like, I can't do that. And she's like, no, you need to have a book so that when people ask you to speak for free, you've got a product to sell. The second reason is so that when people hear you speak for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and they want to know more about you, then they can read your book. And then the third reason, which I think is the most important, is that it gives you that expert credibility over the speaker or the coach or the podcast guest that doesn't have a book. And, you know, Kimberly, you and I know this, that, you know, I know Michelle has told me many times, when you have a book and you're a best-selling author, you get put to the top of the pile. So when someone's looking for a podcast guest or they're looking for a speaker or a coach, if you can say, I'm a best-selling author, you're going to get higher fees and you're going to get put to the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. It's true. If you wrote the book on something, you can say, I literally wrote the book on it, which makes you an instant expert, right? That you have that credibility, that authority by writing the book. Speaking of writing a book, we actually have the Voices of Women 2022 and 2023, which Kelly helped me put together as a compilation book. This book has really been fantastic for me to be able to promote the Voices of Women Summit, but I couldn't have done it without you. All of these stories got to be, all of those women's stories got to be told in book form. And I know a lot of people say, well, I have a story, but I haven't gotten it out yet. I have a story and I want to tell it. I have a story inside me and it's almost done. It's 90% done. But what I say is, if it's not out there in the book, if it's not out where people can buy it, purchase it, grab it, read it, then it's not out there in the world where it can improve lives, right? The people who need it can't get it. 90% of a book done is not done. We got to get our stories out there. And then when you do, being able to be a speaker, to be able to grow your business in a variety of different ways, not just tell the story, but also tell the story, is really powerful. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I never knew that my story was going to end up as a documentary about my life story. I had no idea. You know, when I wrote the book Still Beautiful, like I was like, oh my God, this is a documentary about my life. You know, and then Goalcast picked up the story and they did a video about my life story. And that ended up with over 10 million views. And so I never knew the power of my story was actually going to go to that level, you know, winning the Woman of Distinction and the medal from the Queen. And I had no idea that my voice could have that kind
of power. Wait, she just dropped like 70 nuggets right there. I want to go back up, like back the truck up. Let's talk about those accolades and not just rush right through them. So your book went huge. Then it became the basis for a documentary about your life. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Then it became a Goalcast video, which is super powerful. And then did you just say, you got a medal from the Queen?
Yeah, the Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Medal. In fact, I actually got the medal before I got all the other stuff. And then the Woman of Distinction, same thing. I got that before the other stuff too. But yeah, it's just been so incredible because I never thought that me, you know, little Kelly, would be able to have that. I didn't see the power of my story, but other people saw the power of my story. And so they were the ones that were encouraging me, Kelly, get out and speak. Kel, write a book, you know, do the documentary. And I think that's the thing, is that we have to have champions in our life who encourage us to do those things that we think are hard. And, you know, that's why, like, when you came to me about, you know, doing a Voices of Women book, I'm like, yeah, that's easy. Let's just take their interviews. We'll convert them into stories. We'll format them, put a cover on it, and, you know, and then launch it. And to me, that's easy. Just like, you
know. Well, she makes it sound easy. That is not easy. Like, actually, probably the hardest part was wrangling in the women to do the stuff, right? But with the Voices of Women book, we actually transcribe their story that they tell online, that they tell during the Voices of Women. We actually write it for them. But then just getting them to edit it and give it back to us just to say, yes, it's good. That took forever. And then, of course, we had to turn it into an audiobook as well. But being in multimedia and being out there and having your story like contribute to millions of lives, I think you said, was so is so powerful and impactful. Imagine if Kelly hadn't told that story. I know that you have some things that people have shared with you about how your story really changed their lives and really was the impetus for them being able to have success in their lives. Do you want to share maybe some of the things that you've heard back from your readers?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my authors that I coach, just before COVID, she ended up with cancer and she had to go through chemo. And so I was going to do like an in-person workshop, and then she wouldn't have been able to attend because she was supposed to stay home. So then COVID hit and we did it virtual. And she commented after and she said, "Kelly, thanks for doing it virtual. I couldn't have done it if it was live because I have cancer and I'm going through chemo." She said, "You've changed my life." She said, "Now I can actually make an income." And so then she wrote 10 books in like 1 year. And so she was just so ecstatic. And then another client of mine, Sean McIntyre, who Heal the Boy, Build the Man, I also, along with the book, we also had him do a speech. And he did his very, very, very first speech. And he landed a $12,000 client on his first speech ever. It was so cool, but I love it when people have a speech and a book to go together. And that's something that I love to teach people how to do is let's get really solid on your message and who you want to help. And let's have the book and the speech to go with it so that, of course, you can make more money and have a bigger impact.
Well, I actually worked with Kelly on doing a book. Some people are like, "Do you have any tips on writing the book?" Oh my gosh, yes. She has so many tips. That would be a 4-hour class. I know, because I've actually been in a 4-hour class with Kelly Filardo helping me write my book in a day. Do you want to talk a little bit about how that's possible?
Oh, I love it. You know, you and I just went nuts when ChatGPT came out because we're like, "Hey, why don't we teach people how to write a book in a day?" And that's exactly what we did. And I think what happens is two things. One is people don't know how to write the first word. And the second thing is they think it has to be hard. It does not have to be hard to write a book. And so what we were doing is teaching people how to, you know, say the right prompt to get ChatGPT to help you write the book. And in fact, this book, my poopy diaper book, is actually written with ChatGPT. I actually had it, told it, write a parable. I gave it a paragraph about what the book was about and the 6 questions, and it went and wrote the book. And so it can be easy. And I know that that's one of the things a lot of my clients say is that they love that I break it down and I make it easy for them. So
well,
it doesn't
I love
have
that.
To be hard.
I'm going to share that my book, Shift Your Narrative, which this talk today at 1 o'clock was based on, the Shift Your Narrative book. If you resonated with that talk at all and you're like, "Ooh, I do need to shift my narrative. And I have other stories, not just the stories about birth order, not just the stories about money, but there's stories in here about health. There's stories in here about all kinds of different things." If you'd like to grab a copy of this, we'll put a link in the chat for you to be able to grab that. This is a book that I wrote with Kelly based on the talk, Shift Your Narrative. And now it's out there in Amazon. It was made into an Amazon. Actually, I didn't even go for bestseller and it turned into an Amazon bestseller because it was grabbed so quickly. This is something that can change people's lives. This is not something where I told all my friends to go buy it really fast. This is something that actually got grabbed by the general public. They just needed to figure out how to change their lives without like trying to just force the affirmations to work because they weren't working for them. So super powerful, tiny little pocketbook. And when I first got it, I was like, "Oh, it's kind of small." And people have loved on this. Like, it's a short read, super powerful transformation, very, very quickly. And I was able to produce that. And now I can say I have literally written the book on how to shift your narrative.
You know what the other good thing is about the smaller books, Kimberly, is that they actually sell more because people will buy one or two or three for their friends, right? Like I wrote a dating book and it was a small one like yours. And people were buying two or three of them because, "Oh yeah, I have a girlfriend that needs that. Oh, I have another girlfriend that needs that." So they'll buy more. They'll buy like 2, 3, 4, 5 books because they're inexpensive. So it's okay to do a smaller book. In fact, I encourage all my clients, do the smaller book because it's easy and your brain loves easy.
Your brain loves easy. That's true. Press the easy button. That's why Staples does so well on their little press the easy button thing. Okay, so you actually have helped many, many people write their books. But for the people in the audience who are like, I want to do this. I want to write my story. I want to speak my story. And I want to transform my story from story into prosperity. Can you walk us through what that process looks like? Where do we start?
So where you start is to figure out your why. So why do you want to write a book? Like, is it to make money? Is it because you want to help some people? Is it because you want to build credibility? Like, what is it? What is your why? Is it to build a legacy? That could be a real reason to do a book also. So that is one of the very first steps. So the second first step is, what do you want to do with it? Like, do you want to have this book so that you can also have a speech or a coaching program or a workshop? Right? So you want to do that. So when you figure out what your book is going to be about, then it makes it so much easier. And then it's, who do you want to help? Do you want to help single moms? Do you want to help teenagers? Do you want to help women in leadership? Like, who is it that you want to help? That makes it easier to figure out what your book and what your speech going to be about. And then we teach you how to write that book. When you get super clear, we help you get an outline. And we help you figure out what that story is. And I love stories. Like, to me, it's all about the stories. I don't like when speakers are just do this, do this, do this. And when you do all this, then you'll be like me and you'll be super successful, right? Like, people want to know the Actually, story behind it, you know?
I know. Yep. And it's totally true.
Yeah, so become a storyteller. Like, listen to the speakers who are storytellers, like Lisa Nichols, Erica Edmeads, and, you know, some of these guys that are all about telling the story. And when you learn how to be a storyteller, that's when you're going to get people to just, like, be glued to you because they want to know what's that story. So, and then from there, you know, we write the book. And then, of course, we craft the speech to go with it, because really the money's in the speaking and the coaching and all of that and the program. That's where the real money is. It's not just in your book. It's in all this other stuff. So once you have that, then you've got your book, you've got your speech. Then we help you to monetize it and master it. And those are like the five pillars that we teach people.
Well, this is, if you want to work directly with Kelly, the best way to do that is to grab her gift. So you actually have a free gift, which is Pen to Podium to Profit. Pen to Podium to Profit. So we can definitely drop that link in the chat so you guys can grab that freebie. You also have an opportunity. Well, first, let's talk about Pen to Podium to Profit. What is that? Is it a PDF or what is it? It's actually, oh my God, it's a masterclass.
It's a masterclass. So it's a live masterclass. So it'll be on March 26th. And it's like for 4 hours. And we just dig deep into all of that. So we, you know, get really interactive and really get super clear on what that should be about. So
everybody drop everything and grab that right now. Grab that right now. When you got it in the chat box. Please put got it in the chat box, because I want to know for sure that you grab that. This is a huge value. This is not a VIP gift. This is a huge value for everyone who's participating in it. You're going to get 4 hours live with Kelly. If you are interested in what helped me write this book in a day, with the specific prompts that are in it, you can upgrade to VIP. Or if you're already upgraded to VIP, you're going to get this as well. The VIP gift is ChatGPT writing content in the blink of an eye workshop. And you will get the content that I got. That was the class that she taught when I wrote this book, not upside down. When I wrote this book, by the way, I did not do this cover because we have such an amazing community. Kelly helped me write this book, and I was like, oh, I need a cover. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that the next day. I'll do that next week. And Jennifer Takagi, who's one of our interview hosts and also here at the event as a speaker, she actually did this cover for me. So totally fabulous. I loved it. I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking when I was writing it. So it's totally fantastic. So I'm glad you upgraded to VIP. This is a fantastic gift. The ChatGPT writing content in the blink of an eye workshop is transformational. And absolutely, I literally wrote this book in a day. Now, this is not just ChatGPT writing it. When you read it, you'll be like, that is Kimberly's voice. And it is, because I did not just have ChatGPT write a book. I actually wrote it with ChatGPT as an assistant and a tool. And that's what Kelly and I were teaching about during this workshop. So I finished it just before midnight. Just before midnight, I got it in right under the wire. Kelly, one person is saying that it's a $27 charge for the Podium Masterclass.
Okay, there shouldn't be. So use the coupon code ERF100, and I'll put that in the chat. And then you shouldn't have to pay.
Yeah. Okay, so when you go to the link, you're going to click that caret right next to coupon code, and you're going to add the coupon code ERF. So if I click on it, I want to go in today. So if you go to video,
and if you have any problem, just get in touch with the support, and then we'll help you.
Awesome. You get it. Okay. I don't know where the coupon code goes. Do you know where it goes?
Should be up top.
Up top?
Oh, geez. Okay. Can people contact me, and then I can give them the direct link to it?
Absolutely. Is this the wrong place? I might be in the wrong place, Kel. Is this for another thing? No? Okay. Yes. If you would like that link, this is a great example of what happens when we do live. It's just so perfect. So in order to get that link, here's what you do. You're going to email support at voicesofwomensummit.com. And when you email our support line, just say, I need Kelly's pen to podium gift. And when they get it, we're going to connect you directly with Kelly. We're going to get you into that class for free, because that's what we promised. Yep. And we will make sure that you get a copy of it. But you have to email our support line. So email support at voicesofwomensummit.com. And when you do, let them know that you want the Kelly's gift pen to podium. All right. And we will make sure you get that for free. Kelly, thanks so much for this generous, generous offer. And then VIPs are also going to get the ChatGPT writing content in the blink of an eye workshop. That was an all day session. You're going to get the prompts and all the different things with it. It's totally awesome. You're going to love that. And this has already been a fantastic workshop. Although I know that you have more for us, and I'm excited to be in your class and participated in it again, because it's going to be transformational for all of us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up next, we have Sherry Mizell. She's going to be talking about Wake Up Your Wow, Time to Unleash Your Greatness and Own Your Power. That's going to be fantastic. But before we let you go, Kelly, any final words for our crew?
Oh, you know what? It's a quote that I came up with, and dreams are meant to be found, not tucked away in dreamland. So you got a dream, you want to be an author, you want to be a speaker or a coach, just reach out to us, because we can make it happen for you.
Beautifully said. Words to live by. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back at the top of the hour. We're going to be done in 2 hours. It's going to be totally awesome. You guys come back for the next one. We're excited to see you. Sherry Mizell is up next. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Wow, that was another amazing session. We hope you enjoyed it as well. If you haven't already upgraded to VIP, now is the time. Grab all the recordings of all of the talks and VIP gifts worth thousands of dollars. For any questions or concerns, please email our support line at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. We will be back in a few moments with our next amazing speaker.